Yonah Perek Dalet is the part that gets me every single time I have lain this on Yom Kippur at Mincha. The entire story of the great city being saved, of the fish, of the miraculous survival of Yonah, all of that is great. But Perek Dalet has always hit me right in the feels. We're reaching near the end of Yom Kippur. We're running out of time. The Sharei Shamayim are beginning to get ready to close. And then the story of the Kikayon just blows my mind every time. Vayera El Yonah Ra'a Gedola. So this, Dr. Mendel Hirsch says, Yonah's first mission to save a great city was successful. Immediately. Should there have been a happier man than he? But as for himself, Vayera El Yonah, the revocation of the catastrophe which he had prophesied as definitely coming, appeared to be personally a great misfortune. Either because he thought that thereby the people's belief in pronouncements made in the name of God would be shaken, or, as we have indicated above, his own reliability and trustworthiness would come into question. This was Yonah's very first prophecy. He hadn't been established as a prophet. If what he prophesied did not happen, people would say he's a false and lying prophet with dire consequences. So who's he thinking about? Himself. Vayera El Yonah Ra'a Gedola Vayichar Lo. And he became angry. It's not just that he's displeased. He became angry. Now, others immediately say that it's because of his love for the Jewish people. He became upset at the thought that after seeing how quickly Nineveh was forgiven and did tshuva, the Jewish people will have Hashem's wrath vented on them. That's great too, but how much ego is it that Hashem told you what to do and you did it and it worked out well? And it's not just Vayera Ra'a Gedola that you feel it's unjust, but that you're angry. We live in a generation of people online who, whether it's WhatsApp, whether it's social media comments, we're angry about everything. We have righteous indignance and anger because we know what's best. How many times do we daven to Hashem in our tefillos over the course of the year saying, we don't know your plan, but we know Gamzu Latova. Yeah? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. But we still don't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan when it doesn't go the way we think it's supposed to go. Zoran Mamdani is the mayor of New York. I am not a happy camper about this. I am scared to death of what that portends on a global, worldwide stage and what that means for New York. This is not a friend to the Jewish people. As the FJJ said in their first issue post-election, Vayokam Melech Chadash. But do we trust Hashem or not? Let's do the right thing. Let's be Nineveh. But let's do the tshuva. But Vayicharla? I mean, is that going to help? Am I saying I know better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Vayicharli? Charon Apo was just used 2-3 psukim ago in a different reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Charon Af against the city of Nineveh. And now Vayicharlo, Yonah knows better. And that's my interpretation. You do not have to agree with my interpretation. But it's my interpretation based on what is about to happen. Beis Vayispalel al Hashem Vayomar, and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Ana Hashem, halo zed devari. Please God, was this not what I told you, what I said, not what I told you, but what I said, my contention, my argument, Ad he yosi al admasi, way back when I was still in my land? Al kain kidamti livroach tarshisha. That was the reason I preemptively ran away to Tarshish, where I never got to. I wanted to run away before I got the nevuah a second time. Shanius, we just said, what a thing to be upset about. Because I know that you are gracious and a merciful God, slow to anger. Erech HaPayim, you stretch out your anger so that it's not immediate. V'rav Chesed, and with the master of all kindness. These are the most beautiful words you can say. Hashem, Hashem. V'nicham al hara'a. And you back off. You relent, even in the face of evil. You relent from punishment. Okay? These are good things, no? Isn't that fantastic? But listen to what he says next. It's mind-boggling to me. Gimel v'atah Hashem, and now God, kachno es nafshi mimeni. Take my life from me. Kill me now. Take my soul from me. Ki tov mosi mechayoi. My death is better than my life. Be better for me to die. Since Chal Yisrael did not repent, and terrible things are going to happen. So he is using, as an example, Ibn Ezra says, What Moshe Rabbeinu said, he said, if you don't forgive the people, then erase me from your sefer that you have written. And he got his wish only in Parshas Tetzaveh. I don't want to live to see the destruction of my Hashem's people. Wow. You know so much, Yonah. Wow. You see it coming without any doubt. Did you get a nevuah like this? No, but better that I should die, Ma'ari Kras says, than be called a false prophet, which will be a chilul Hashem. On one level, nobody could love the Jewish people more than this. On another level, really? Are you going to judge what Hashem just did? Oh, I can't see it. I can't. I can understand it. I can understand Yonah's reaction. I can understand the fear. I can understand the dread. Are we all not in existential dread of what's going to happen in New York? Everybody not getting ready to move to Florida right now? But to know so without a doubt, kill me now? Now, by the way, when Eliyahu HaNavi takes a position like this, we learned it in Malachim. When Eliyahu HaNavi says, that's it, I'm done, Hashem says, okay, you're done. I'll take you at your word. And that may not have been for the best for Eliyahu, but that's what he saw coming. So now Yonah is saying much the same. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a really interesting reaction and interaction with Yonah as a result.